Hey, welcome to Hindsight, the podcast. I'm your host, Lee Jones, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey of exploration with you. We often find ourselves reflecting on the choices we've made and wondering how our lives might have unfolded differently if we had taken a different path. Here's the beauty of hindsight. It gives us a chance to gain wisdom and learn from our past decisions. Look, this podcast is a platform to dig deep into those pivotal moments and uncover the invaluable lessons hidden within. Look, I'm Lee Jones, your host, and I couldn't be more excited to have you on board. So let's dive right in and explore the fascinating realm of decisions on Hindsight the Podcast.
When you look back in hindsight, everything is 2020. In hindsight, we make mistakes, we're learning from it. In hindsight, it should be your today and your tomorrow. In hindsight, it's so much clearer now.
This is Hindsight the Podcast, and introducing your host, Lee Jones.
Hey, and welcome to Hindsight the Podcast. It's your host, Lee Jones. I know I just got introduced, but I like to say that anyway. But today on Hindsight, I have a really fun and powerful and strong young lady who is owns her own business. And we just want to really focus in a little bit on getting in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. I think that's how I'll say it. You know, a lot of times we sit on the sideline and we watch life pass us by and we see things and we make comments and we talk about how if I was it, I would do it this way, you know, whatever the scenario is, right? But we never really get in the game and put the money where our mouth is at. But my guest here, she actually did that. And her name is Joy, and she's the owner of Be the Difference Clothing, a business founded in 2013 with designs aimed at inspiring and empowering others. Joy's journey began when she decided to break free from being a mere bystander and create change through her Addiction Kills the Family design. With a focus on comfort, support, and meaningful messages, Be the Difference Clothing appeals to people of all backgrounds. Join us as we explore Joy's mission to ignite sparks of positivity and promote love on this episode of Hindsight the Podcast. How you doing, Joy?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. Just when you were reading that bio, I was like, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. So in hindsight, you need reminders of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how far you've come and the accomplishments that have yet need to be laid, you know? So
yes.
Thank you for reading that.
So how are you doing this this beautiful morning?
I can't complain. You know, life is good. I know I've just grown to be thankful for, you know, the life that I get to live. You know, because a lot of times, like you said just a minute ago, people just let things pass by because, you know, we're told to wait, or we're told to wait to the right time. Sometimes subliminally, we're told it. So, you know, the idea of Be the Difference Clothing is to get into that subliminal, get into the root of where trauma started, because that's where we all end and we can begin once our trauma is healed. So I'd like to help people expose what's really been holding them back and then move forward, you know?
Right. Right. Awesome. I appreciate that. Hey, so can you share? So for me, I know I talked about Addiction Kills. Is that the first design that you, Addiction Kills the Family? Was that your initial introduction into your business venture now?
That was a pivotal. That was a pivotal introduction. But my very first design was called Work Hard, Snack Harder. So I used to be at the gym 7 days a week. I would be so nervous and, you know, just to expose or admit the fact that when I get home, I eat Snickers bars and Kit Kats and Bunch of Crunch. And I was like, ice cream. And I was like, you know what? You have to admit your fault. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're a gym junkie, people see that you're growing. They think you're all healthy. But I'm like, no, that's not the case. So I actually posted that on Instagram, I posted that on Facebook, and one of my relatives said, that should be a shirt. And I said, okay. And that's how, pretty much how Be the Difference Clothing was birthed. Because of my admission, I see what I'm saying, guys, when you work through your trauma.
Right.
And things that have held you back. Look how many doors can open. Imagine if I never admitted that or felt the desire to admit it or just paid attention to that that clinging of admit your fault.
Right.
Expose it. You know what I mean? I still do snack. I'm not going to stop and fake the funk. I do still snack, but I am mindful that it's messing up my body. So I try my best. It's not easy, but I try.
You know, Joy, I'm sitting here looking at a half-eaten chocolate chip muffin, right, that I have right here in front of me, and I'm listening to your words, and it's almost like, get your stuff together, Lee.
You're like, nah, I don't want my muffin anymore. You better eat that muffin.
Oh, man. It's good, too. Hey, but you said pivotal. So can you share more about the pivotal moment when you decided you didn't want to be a bystander anymore and kind of how that shaped your journey with Be the Difference Clothing? So I guess kind of just walk us through that.
Absolutely. So I want you guys to close your eyes and envision a cold winter night around December back in 2013. I was driving home from a church event, and for the first time in my entire life, I saw someone on the corner stuck backwards. Now, we always see things on TV, we hear about it, but to actually physically witness someone backwards, like an accordion, and swaying backwards, I was just like, as I turned the corner, I was just so, like, shocked. But then something clicked in me and said, well, you're doing what all of us would do. We feel bad in the moment. We want to help, but there's no way we feel like we can help. But I said, Joy, you can no longer be that standbyer and just let things happen. Because if you want to see less of this happening in your community and to people in general or just to humanity in general, you need to do your part. And I felt like I was never a public speaker at that point. And so I said, my words, people always loved my writing and my words. And I said, well, that's going to be it. So I came up with the phrase, addiction kills the family. A dear friend of mine, you know, they passed away now, but I was going back and forth with her about what I should call the t-shirt. And it just came out to being better as addiction kills the family. And just for effect, outside of just hearing the words, I put bear claws. And with the bear claws, through the words, addiction kills the family, like blood dripping. Now, I know it's plastic, but that's how life is. If we don't start just seeing things for what it really is and saying, you know what, this is not good anymore. Let me do something about it. It's a conversational piece. So if anything, we build awareness through that shirt. We build conversational pieces through that shirt. We build people being like, wow, that's me. I need to go do something about it. And it also does not only encompass substance abuse, because people are addicted to so many things. We have people who are addicted to their cell phone, working, addicted to eating. There's so many addictions. So that's why I kind of left it synonymous just to addiction kills the family. Not substance, not drugs, but addiction. So all of us who have some type of addiction, we need to work on that. And I feel like the best way to test to see if you do have an addiction is, how much time are you spending with your family? Now, when you do spend time with your family, what are you thinking about most? Your family or that thing? And that's when you know you can expose. I got to either let that go or like slow down on it.
Right.
So that's why I say it's the pivotal thing. And I said, you know, I don't want to have a company that's just like only about like fun, funny things. Let me do something effective. You know, so that's how it all came about.
I remember I said a joke when I was younger. And someone said, Lee, you should be a comedian. Maybe that was my calling back in the day. Definitely not funny anymore. But to see, and the reason why I bring that up is that we have these opportunities and we have these, in a positive way, triggers, right? That kind of nudge you and give you a hint on what your purpose is, on what it is you should be doing, right? And for that person to say, hey, that should be on a shirt, sparked an idea that has grown for you to what is Be the Difference clothing today. So that's a really good story. And I have seen, you know, only on the news, I've never seen it in person where the person is so strung out that they're walking backwards. And that's scary. You know, that's scary.
In a winter time.
Like, exactly.
It was cold. You know, when we used to have real winters. And yeah. I mean, like, they were backwards. Like, their front of their bodies was to their back. So, like, it was almost, the front of their bodies were almost touching backwards. Like, I would say it was parallel to their kneecap. Backwards. Not frontwards. Backwards.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
It scared me. It scared me. And I was just like, the first thing I thought about, to be honest with you, was when that person was a toddler or when they went elementary school, I guarantee they never ever thought that they would be an addict.
In and that broke position, my heart. Yeah.
It broke my heart.
Yeah. Wow. So you made the t-shirts. How did you go about doing that? How did you go about getting the message of addiction kills the family? Like, what business sense did you have? Did you already have it in you, or did you have to go figure that part out? Because a lot of times when we start business ventures, right, we have great ideas and we can execute whatever the tasks are for the business, but the business part is where we struggle.
Let me tell you, my family is from the Caribbean, so, you know, we work.
Right.
In all seriousness, I used to manage a Christian rap artist. And so I acquired all of these skills.
Good.
And I never knew that these skills would end up being effective for me and what I do, because I just thought for the rest of my life, I would be managing his career. And we would be on these award shows and traveling the world. So, you know, when that kind of dissolved, you know, really, that it just, everything worked out the way it was supposed to. When it dissolved, right, that's when I started going to the gym more often. And when I posted that, that's when I was like, well, I already know how to start a business. I already know how to incorporate. I already know how to trademark. I had to do all these things for the artist. So it was like simple, very simple. And so, like, when things happen in your life, everybody out there, when things happen in your life, use those tools that you learn, or you never know if the tools that you learned or you think that you're never going to use again is going to actually pivot you to your next destination. You know, I could never be upset with the fact that things dissolved, because it worked out in my favor. I didn't have to worry about being taken advantage of starting a business. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys know, but you can actually go on your website for the state that you live in and open your business that way. Instead of going through something like start a third party, but instead of going through a third party to set it up for you, you can do it yourself. And it costs minimal. And you can also, after you incorporate, you get a free EIN. That's basically the social security number for your business. That is free. These letters will come in the mail that will tell you, oh, we could get you your EIN. But remember, those are third-party vendors trying to make money off of something that you get for free anyway.
Right.
So once you incorporate, don't get an EIN. Wait for the federal government to send it to you. It's free.
Tips.
Yes. So you don't have to be afraid to start your own thing. And never, ever, ever let your your inadequacies stop you, or what you think is an inadequacy stop you from being who you authentically should be. Because you don't know, God, your maker, creator, or whoever you believe in has entrusted you this long, or whatever stage of life that you're in, to carry out a mission. We need to go back to connecting to our God, maker, creator, whoever you believe in, whatever source that came and helped you be formed. You need to get back connected with that so you can actually do your purpose and live an abundant life.
Wow. Are you a writer? Are you an author? Have you written anything?
I did. Let me tell you. There's a backstory to that. I was getting my hair done. And we happened to be watching Queen Sugar. And I don't watch TV, so I didn't know what Queen Sugar was. But when I get my hair done, that's when I get my TV fixed and my Netflix fixed. So the woman that was sitting there that evening, she was a scholar, you know, a teacher and a scholar of her own right. She said, you know what? I would love to see more Black women, young Black women, become writers, you know, so that these other kids growing up, these other younger girls growing up could see that you could be an author outside of just a musician or whatever. And, you know, I thought, well, is she challenging me? Because I'm up for a challenge. And I was like, I'm not an author. I'm not a writer. I'm not going to sit there and do no novel. It's not in me. But in hindsight, every day on Instagram, I was posting 3 quotes a day plus a picture. Now, for the algorithm back then, they say 2 quotes and 1 picture or 2 pictures and 1 quote. And okay. I was like, I never, ever, ever, ever wanted to be the person to just gather quotes from off the internet because, one, I was always leery about someone coming back and trying to sue me. So I just challenged myself to make stuff up myself. And once I started doing that and posting it and people were giving feedback like, wow, this is dope. I was like, oh, snap. I am a little dope. So I took all of those quotes from, you know, the year, the entire year. Now imagine 365 days for that entire year, 3 quotes a day.
Right.
So imagine all the collections of quotes. And this was all like original. I copywrote my own stuff. And I put it in 4 books, actually 5 books. My 5th book, I never posted on Instagram because I was like, at this time, I said, you know, people are catching on and, you know, people are catching on to my clever ways and I don't want them to be like taking my quote before I copyright it.
Right.
So my 5th book was never posted on Instagram. It all came from my heart. So the title of that one was, I can't remember right now, but it's something. I can't remember. I have to go grab that book. But these quotes all came from Instagram. And it's just another reason why whatever you do, you may not understand why you do what you do, but there's a greater picture. And some of the books that people flip through at events at pop-up events that I go to, the most recent one, someone was actually crying when they flipped through my quote book. And they were like, this is me. And I was like, they didn't show me what quote it was and I wasn't going to be nosy about it. But I was like, dad, what came from my soul touched somebody years later. Because that book, I published that book like maybe a year or two before they actually saw it. And if I didn't follow my heart, my soul, or whatever I was supposed to do, I would not have evoked that emotion out of her.
Yeah.
And it's just like how connected we are as humans. We have to really be thankful, you know?
Absolutely. That's an amazing story. I appreciate you. Appreciate you sharing that. I'm looking on your site. Where would I be able to find your books?
So I just got my site redone. It should be.
I mean, is it on the Be the Difference LLC?
It should be there under one of the tags.
Okay, now I did see you had a pair of socks that came from one of your quote books, so that's pretty cool. Do a lot of the different quotes you have on here come from that book or those books?
That's only my part 2 book. My part 2 book, it's only available on socks. And once I finish putting all the quotes on
that
part 2 book on there, I'm discontinuing it. But let me tell you the backstory real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
After I printed my first book, that thing hit hard. Like, it really hit hard. And I was like, you know, the second one needs to come harder. So when I finished doing my second one, I was like, oh, these don't seem as hard as my first one. Like, they don't seem to be hitting and having the... Don't you know when I'm putting these quotes on the side, I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Like, how could you discontinue it? But I've told too many people around the states and the world or whoever has purchased that, you know, I have to be a woman of my word. So... like literally that book is going to be done. So
that is dope.
I feel bad because it's like really some really good, good quotes on there. Like that first one, I believe it says something about, I've never met a beautiful person with an ugly soul.
Yep.
Like, that's just like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, how could I discontinue that? But again, I'm a person of art. Also, my fifth book, the name of it is called Self-Reflection, Quotes That Make You Reflect. And then I have a picture of a mirror in the sky. Can you see now? And then it says, from my heart to your hands. So that's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much like a deep insight of who I am. Anybody right. who gets that book, you'll really like understand who I am, the journeys I go through, the stuff that I think about, you know, so that's that book.
Okay. And since I said it a little earlier than I usually say it at the end, but we can say it right now. Make sure to go and check out BeTheDifferenceLLC.com and look at all these amazing designs. And you have graphic t-shirts, novel socks, premium hoodies. So it's an amazing collection that you have here. And it also, I see the Addiction Kills the Family shirt is still on there as well. So, yeah, check that out for sure. So who is your target audience or the individuals that your brand Be The Difference appeals to the most?
I appeal to a lot of middle-aged people. Mm-hmm. So I would say between 30 and 50. Like, okay. they really get my book. So, like, just so you know, at the bottom of the website is the book link. But I appeal to them a lot. And I do appeal to, like, between 20s and 30s for, like, the socks. Because my socks, there's only 12 of any time. And when they're sold out, they're never made again. So that helps me be creative as well. So you're actually getting something that majority of the world can't have. And right. I do that because imagine, like, when you're younger or if you're a man or woman, and I just use an example of Ferrari. Ferrari only has 12 cars ever, right? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And only certain people can get that. So twofold, subliminally, it teaches you that you can have something exclusive and still be cool about it. And the other thing is, it teaches you that subliminally, you can be an individual. So every single thing that I do has a purposeful meaning, whether people catch it or not. Sometimes I have to tell people, but some people catch it. You know, and I appeal to a lot of people who are spiritual and stuff like that. So it's a wide range. But I really want to target people who are hurting and need comfort. That's who I really want to target. And that's pretty much all of us.
Right.
You know?
Got you. No, absolutely. So you kind of answered this already, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because this is a prepared question that I have for you.
No problem.
But what has been the most unexpected reaction? And I know you spoke about the young lady who teared up when she read one of your quotes and you don't know which one it is. Is there someone, you know, who saw or wore one of your designs and had an unexpected, you know, maybe someone else saw it? You know, just something that you've witnessed that was an unexpected reaction.
Absolutely. Earlier in my business, I was definitely afraid of wearing the messages that I was putting out. I think there's reasons why, you know, I didn't want people to know I was the founder or I was running it. That's one thing, because I'm a very private person.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I just wasn't sure if I could handle people's reactions. Because, you know, sometimes people react negatively with something that is that out there in your face. So I was wearing the Prayer Works t-shirt. That was designed over and over again. So
okay.
I'll explain the new design. But I was wearing it and I was crossing the street. And there was a woman that was sitting on a bench. And she was... I didn't notice her until she just said, thanks for the reminder. And I was like, who's she talking to? But of course, I was the only one. And I noticed that she was crying. And then she said, thanks for the reminder. And I'm looking like, what did I do? And by the time I just, you know, out of being polite, I said, no problem. By the time I got to my car, I was like, oh, she's talking about my shirt. Because I was having prayer work. I had prayer work on. And the only thing I did after that was I ran to the car. I had business cards. I mean, you always need to have business cards everywhere you go.
Right.
So I went up to her and I said, if you ever need to talk to anyone, you can reach out to me anytime.
Yeah.
Because obviously she was hurting. And that just was another, you know, it was another reminder, a peaceful reminder, Joy, keep going. Because at that time, I was just like, things aren't popping off as quickly as I would like. So I think I might as well just give up. Is it really doing anything positive? And that was just another quote, another reminder that this is something your purpose is supposed to do. And I was happy, but I also just said, you know what? My mind wanders. I was like, what if she was going to go home and do something detrimental to herself?
Yeah.
What if she was at her wit's end? Who knows? But by wearing a message that I didn't even have to say, helped her. That was so amazing. And this is what all of us have the capability of doing. We don't have to say a word. Your inspiration could just be the smile on your face. You smiling at someone. And they did it for me too. I'll never forget. I was driving home. I had a really hard. When I say a hard day at work, it was emotionally hard. I was stretched to my limit and I was breaking down. I was stopped at a stop sign and there was a woman that crossed the street and she just smiled at me. Tears were like, I was so mad and upset, like tears started going down my eyes. And I would never, I always said I would never allow this place to make me cry. And it did. But when I saw her smile, it just said, I felt like it was God smiling at me. I really felt like it was God smiling through her to me, just saying everything's going to be okay. And it just, it was so beautiful. I don't know who that was. You never know who you're entertaining. But I will never, ever forget that. And it just keeps reminding me, and I hope it reminds everyone else listening, that your actions can be a direct reflection of how somebody else is going to. I know we're supposed to be, you know, responsible for our own reactions and how we act towards people. But if you're not there yet, if you've never done the work to get healed, you're not going to be there. You're not going to know it.
Right.
But that's where Be the Difference comes in, so that we can start healing, so that we can have a better world that I know is capable of being. It was before. Why can't it go back to it then?
You have some amazing, I say stories, but it's life stories, right? If we can get that message through your t-shirts, subliminally, all of these different things, right? That's definitely, from my perspective, being the difference. And I really applaud you. That's why I went to your site and I was looking through all the different designs and looking through the quotes and the meanings, and it really influenced and empowered and motivated me just looking at your website. So I want to thank you for that.
I mean, like I just say, you know what? I have a podcast that I used to do. I used to do it daily. My goal was to hit 1,000 episodes.
Okay.
And once I hit 1,000 episodes, it'd be like, whatever. So I hit 1,000 episodes last March. But in one of the episodes, I was talking about how we need to change our vernacular and understand what we say, because we put action by that. So I believe that our world is better. I believe people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I believe if we hear more action oriented and instead of the word like hope, because hope keeps you suspended, instead of saying hope, it's just like my desire is. So I try to be very, very careful with the words that I say because it becomes reality, you know?
And yes.
I desire for more people to continue to work on their path, to continue to work on their traumas and overcome them. Like, we're always going to be overcoming. There's no way that we can be absolutely healed from anything. We're always overcoming. And I believe the reason why we can never be absolutely healed is because we always need to rely on something that we can't see, which is God, your maker, creator, or whoever you believe in. It's always going to be that. And it keeps us humble. It keeps us knowing that our life is, you know, it's fragile. and something that's sustaining us. And I tell you, if it were not for the things that I had to go through, I would still be watching TV. I would still be distracted, programmed by things that would have kept me from my purpose and kept me from this mission to encourage people and you know, to ignite, to just be an igniter, to start that spark, and then somebody else takes the candle and keeps on burning. You know, I'm very, very, very conscious that I'm leaving a legacy. And whoever takes the legacy up, they need to be just as prepared or better. So it's very crucial that we all know that we are doing something.
Right.
And we have the choice to do good or bad. And that's up to us and our daily activities and what we do, what we absorb. You know, I believe we're creatures of absorption, and what we absorb is what we become. So what are you absorbing more of, and that actually looks like what you are now? What did you do 3 years ago? Because now is what is you started 3 years ago. So if you feel like you're not going anywhere or are not going anywhere, think about what you did 3 years ago. You were doing nothing 3 years ago, so that's what you equated. If you started working on your business 3 years later, that's as far as your business has gone, and it can go further. If you started working on your traumas now, 2-3 years, or maybe 6 months from now, you're going to be a more complete WHOLE person. And that's what I believe we're here to do, become whole and to help others get whole.
I'm sitting here looking, I'm listening to you, and I'm looking at this shirt, which is very, you know, because sometimes you survive things, right? And you really don't want to talk about it. But one of the things when I meet people, how do I say this? So first, let me talk about the shirt. Shirt says, "I'm a survivor of," and it's like fill in the blank. "I will not be defeated." Mm-hmm. And why that stands out to me is, you know, the statement, you never know what people have been through. Right. So you can meet someone on a certain day, like the lady who saw you about to break down and she smiled, and that kind of, you know, brought you back. Right. Mm-hmm. You run into the person who's super mean at that moment. Right. But you don't know anything about this person. But you, because they're mean at that moment, you may say, "Oh, this person's a B," or "this person's, you know, not a good person," but you don't know them. You don't know what they've been through. And so to have that shirt, because I believe, and I'm pretty sure everyone has been through something, some a lot more tragic than others, obviously, right? But we've survived a lot of things just as people, and I will not be defeated. And that can kind of, from my perspective, and I'll just tell you how I feel personally when I look at it, is this, it's almost disarming, right? It's almost an invitation to a connection. You get what I'm saying? With that statement. And that's why I'm just really, I'm looking through your stuff. I'm stuttering because I'm really fascinated, you know, and I'm going to go on here and I'm going to grab one of those books just so I can look at some of the quotes. I'm really amazed and glad that I've had this conversation with you. And that's real talk. Last comment before I ask you another question. That was really powerful what you said about you were nervous, I'll use nervous, about wearing the shirts that you were making or the quotes that you were making. And I want you to touch, just go back a little bit, you know, to hindsight. And we saw how you got through it, but how long were you in that space?
Oh, wow. I had to, like, I'm trying to grow a grassroots company. And I'm trying to not only make, is it a company, but it's like an emotional thing. It's about people. It's about humanity. And, you know, it just wasn't hitting. It wasn't hitting. And people were trying to convince Joy, you're going to have to show your face. And I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I really don't want to. I never wanted to be somebody that points the finger like, yeah, you're the reason. You know, because being positive can bring out the negative in some people who, I don't know what spirit they're in. It's the spirit that they're in, or the spirit that's inside of them. you know, not necessarily them, but whatever's driving them, I guess you could say their trauma, whatever spirit of trauma that they're in could be pushing them to say, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I just never wanted to be on somebody's spotlight. And I made myself do it. And now I don't care. I'm just like, I'm wearing whatever I have to wear. Right. I even wore Kindness Starts With Me. And it's crazy. A lot of people like the message, but they're like nervous about wearing it. And I'm like, because one person was like, I'm not kind. I was like, yes, you are. you know, but it's crazy the conversations that come out of some of these events when people are looking at the shirt. But I say, you know what? I don't care. I just put on my stuff. I am the billboard and I will be the billboard. Right. I've been a billboard for everyone else's company. Now I need to be a billboard for myself. And I know it works. So that outweighed the nervousness, the fear, and the rejection aspect thought. That outweighed it because I remember, always remember, I'm here to help someone else. And if by me exposing their flaws to themselves, or they outwardly expose it, then that's one thing. Then I've done what I had to do. And guess what? I didn't even have to say a word. You know, I physically didn't have to say anything. You just saw whatever you need to see right at that time. And I was right where I was supposed to be at that place. And that's it. All is done.
All right. We'll lighten the mood a little bit. And let me see what you come up with this question. All right. If you could see any celebrity or public figure wearing one of your designs, who would it be and why?
I would have to say I would love to see Lauryn Hill in one of my designs. Lauryn Hill is such a deep person. Like, I would love to just have lunch with her. Just to sit down and have lunch with her and just talk about life. Like, you know how much growth I'll get just by talking to her?
Yeah.
Like, I would love her because I know she has a purpose, and her purpose, she's living her purpose outside of who she was supposed to be, you know, by what community standards are, by the industry standards were. I would love to have a conversation with her. Just a couple other people. I would also, her name is escaping my mind right now, but she's an actress and she was in The Net. If you remember that movie, The Net, Sandra Bullock. I would love to have
Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to. You know why? I saw an interview of her back in the day, and she was talking about how to test to see who her friends were. She would fly them all out to an island and give them stipends, and she knew who her friends were by the way some of them said, well, I need more money, or I need this, that, and the other. And the ones that didn't do it, didn't ask the extra, she knew that was her friend. And I was like, oh, I like her. You know?
Wow. Yeah.
I've always admired her for that. Those two people stand out the most. There's other people, you know, there are other people, but, you know, I want to meet the person, not the person carrying the bag. You know what I'm saying? I want to meet the actual person. And it's, when I see celebrities, because I used to do a lot with celebrities back in the day. But when I see celebrities, I see the person and I see a world of hurt. And all I want to do is just be there for them.
Right.
So that they actually have somebody that they can trust. And I believe throughout the course of my life, majority of the people who have met me always felt comfortable enough to trust. And that just makes me feel good.
I'll tell you what, I trust you. No, because you have a very inspiring way about you, right? And you put, like I said, you put your money behind your words. So I definitely am inspired. Now, I've asked you a few questions. Is there anything that you'd like to, you know, mention or talk about that I haven't asked?
I would like my most important thing is for your listeners to know that they're beautiful and that they're amazing. There's no mistake about them. No matter how everything is going through their life, whether good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, it does not determine what the next step of your life is. The next step of your life is when you decide to make that change. You don't have to wait until you wake up the next day. you start now.
Right.
Because we don't have tomorrow. That's another thing, right? We all feel like we don't have faith, but you absolutely do. The right. fact that you get up every morning and think that your legs are supposed to work, that's faith.
Oh, yeah.
You know that you're securing your own self, that it's going to work, that it's going to walk. I've met plenty of people, or I've known plenty of people who have had something and in an instant it's gone. Yeah. Life is so fragile. And I want everyone to love who they are, get to know themselves. And I always say, practice looking at yourself in the mirror. If you can't look at that reflection of your soul for at least 5 minutes, then you know you have something to work on. You have some right. traumas that you need to work on. Think about the thing that happened to you when you were 2 years old, or even as an infant, if you can remember that far back. It's a memory because it's something that needs to be worked on. Work on that thing. Once you heal from that thing or overcome that thing, you know, because it'll come back in different ways and different people. But once you come to the awareness that this is what was stopping you, you're going to make sure that that won't be the stop next time. Something else will arise, but you'll work through that as well. It's a continuation. And I just want you to believe that you are beautiful and amazing. That's one thing. And then you can shop Be The Difference, LLC.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at BTDLLC. I actually started a personal page. Again, that's one thing I was always desperately afraid of, is my privacy, because I know how people can be, you know. But I started a personal page on Instagram. It's called The One and Only Joy W. So if you guys want to check that out, you'll see like cool the behind the scenes stuff, like stuff that I won't release in public, you know. So you could check that out. But otherwise, that's the most important thing.
All right, how you said The One and Only Joy? Is that it? How do you spell that out?
Just spell it out the way it is. The One and Only Joy W.
Now, you know how we can get creative with these.
You know what? Too ironically, everything that I've done has always been approved, like right away.
Yeah.
You know, I got my, when I trademarked the company, it took less than a year because the logo was so unique, no one else in the world had it.
Right. Beautiful.
You know, so it's just like, I end up being a lot of people's first. Like, you know, the talk show that I had, it was called Hello World. I go on it from time to time now, but it used to be every day, 365. And I used to, I forget the point that I was about to make. So I'm sorry. I was a lot of people's first interview. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I know, let's do the promotion. I'm looking on here. I'm gonna check your Hello World out to see what you're about. Is it a video or is it audio?
It's all visual. On YouTube. It's on the Be The Difference Clothing YouTube channel. Yeah. It's 1,000 episodes plus of just me talking. And you know that the beautiful thing about it is I stopped trying to make the topics. Because once I hit that live button, something always made me change the topic and I would always have to change the title. So I always made the title after after I aired. And
yeah.
It's all original. Like the content is all original. And half the times I know it wasn't just me. I was a vessel. And God felt compelled, felt good enough, felt that I was a good enough vessel to speak through me.
Right.
To lay whatever message to whoever was listening, watching. And that just makes me feel good.
Yeah. Wow.
Even in all of my faults in life, I still am considered a good vessel to be spoken to. That's beautiful.
Wow. That in itself right there is a great closing message, right? Because we're all flawed and we're all, you know, have thought or done or been involved in or experienced or whatever, right? And you know, that can't define you. You can't let certain things define you. You know what I mean? So, I don't even want to talk about me. My past. It wasn't bad. You get what I'm saying? But there are things I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that. You know, if the right person saw that, that could have went a lot wrong for me in my life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you've been protected. We all should be thankful for I call them my team. I say my ancestors, God, creator, whatever y'all want to call it. They all, whoever is there, you know, my team that's on me, that's just dedicated to protect me. Like, I'm so thankful because, you know, while like your life, I didn't really have too many bad things or didn't many bad things, but whatever they protected me from that I could not see.
Yeah.
Or saw. You keep on, trust me, y'all, when you give party a piece of, I said this the other day, when you give a little piece of your heart and your soul to this unseen, I guarantee you, they're going to open doors that you can't. They're going to make sure you're protected and safe. Your head will not get harmed. You may be scathed, but you will not be harmed because you are protected. And you better pay homage to that protection. So I'm like, oh, ancestors, God, thank you.
And just know, and this is to everyone as well, there are a lot of people who are invested in your success. And you may not know who they are, but they're there. And they're invested in your success, right? So don't ever feel alone. You know, don't ever feel, you know, I like that when you saw the lady and you ran and got you. I'm going to end this podcast, but you saw the lady and you ran it. And you ran and got your business card and like, call me anytime if you just need to talk. Okay. Like, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? That's putting your money where your mouth is. You know, and I know that's just a term. It has nothing to do with money. It just has to do with your time. Just being accessible. One, being open. And your eyes are just open, right? You're seeing people for who they are. You're seeing the celebrities for who they are, not their projection, you know, but as a person. And that's a beautiful thing.
And you know,
that's a beautiful
whether people believe it or not, we're all one paycheck away from being homeless. Yeah. I don't care if you're a billionaire or not. Like, I mean, not to bring up any names, but there's a celebrity that lost a big contract from what I was seeing on YouTube. They lost a big contract that was endorsing them and pretty much all their money. So like, now they're having a nervous breakdown. That's what they said. I don't know for a fact because I wasn't there.
Hey.
We're all one paycheck away from being homeless. So never think that you can't be where someone else is. So always have grace. Have grace.
Absolutely.
Be thankful. Yeah, don't throw stuff in people's face.
Wow. Hey, so, all right, we're going to shut it. Thank you, Joy. Because we're about to go on and on. But thank you, Joy, for sharing like your I'm going to say inspiring journey and the story behind Be the Difference Clothing and your passion. You know, because you see stuff like I can go on your site and be like, oh, this is cool. Right. But now to have the story behind it from the person who created it, it makes it even more special. It means, you know, that the heart was in it. It's not just about making a buck. You know what I mean? It's about making a buck because it is business and you can't disown that. But it's about being the difference. It's such a great title for a company, right? For what it is that you're doing.
I was nervous about that title too.
I mean, it's so simple, but it's like a call to action. Mm-hmm. Be the difference. Your passion for creating those meaningful designs and your commitment to making a positive impact are truly remarkable. And I appreciate your willingness to open up and share your experiences with my listeners. And to our audience, we hope you've enjoyed this insightful conversation with Joy and gained valuable insights into the power of personal experiences and the importance of taking action. Make sure to check out Be the Difference Clothing at Be the Difference LLC.
.com.
And explore their thought or Joy's thought-provoking designs that inspire change and promote unity. And remember, it's the small actions that can make a big difference. And together, let's strive to be more than bystanders and create a world where love and understanding prevail. So thank you once again, Joy. Any final words of wisdom? You gave me all I need for today. Like, I'm ready.
I do. So just so you guys know, 10% of all the clothing designs goes to Hayden's Heart. It's a charity that raises awareness for babies with congenital heart disease. And they are located in North Arlington, New Jersey. So they're very, very local, which is something that I love. And I just felt compelled that I can't be an inspirational company without giving back. Isn't that ironic?
Isn't that amazing? You know, what's the charity again?
It's called Hayden's, H-A-Y-D-E-N-S, Heart Inc. Yeah, I've been donating to them since like the second year of incorporation.
Nice.
10% of the clothing designs, not my books, just the clothing.
Got you.
My final word again is, remember, you're beautiful and amazing.
Right.
That's it. Just don't see what you see as the end all be all. Just know that there's so much more layers to who you are. And once you peel back that layer, it's so beautiful. And we'll get there. We all will get there.
Hey, Joy, you ever have a conversation with somebody? And probably what you would probably experience with Lauryn Hill. And you know it has to end, but you don't want it to.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know. I know, and I keep going too. So yeah, I'm going to stop talking.
No, it's not even that. It's just I'm saying it from my perspective, not yours. It's just like, I keep wanting to ask another question. But anyway, what I'm going to ask you is, maybe in the future you come back on a second episode.
Absolutely, I would love to, and as long as everybody's okay with that, I would love to.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I appreciate your time, and thank you.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Hindsight the Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I did. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay updated on future episodes packed with inspiring stories. Before you go, leave me a message with your thoughts, feedback, or suggestions for future topics. And if you're loving what you hear, please take a moment to rate this episode. Your feedback helps me to grow and reach more listeners just like you. So remember, life's a journey. Stay tuned. Stay curious and keep gaining wisdom through the power of hindsight. Until next time. Oh, and don't forget, subscribe, leave a message, and rate this episode.
When you look back in hindsight.